You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for watching BNC this year.
Thanks so much for joining us and watching BNC this year.
I think this was my favorite year of podcasting.
Me too. You. It kind of finally feels like we have grown into our...
into the Kelly Clarkson collection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of sitting here and these are in our own right, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm finally fit into my clothes.
It feels like, and it feels like everybody's in them with us too.
And it feels like no one's against us.
Which is awesome.
There's a couple people that are actively against us.
Well, maybe this episode will change their mind. Let's hit it, boys.
Welcome to the best of 2024. Buckle up.
Ho.
Really? Ho, ho, ho.
Ho! Ho, ho.
Can you look at my pit stains in the shirt?
Oh, I can see them every time you stretch.
I never get pit stains.
Your shirt, like, I like it, but I think February is my least favorite month.
Can I ask what that has to do with the shirt?
It's like hearts and pink.
Oh, okay. This is my new favorite shirt, but there's something wrong with the manufacturing. That's not my fault. This is a manufacturing error.
I think it's just low thread count.
Yeah, it's low thread count.
Yeah.
That's not my... Have I been lifting my arms the whole episode? Mm-hmm. Sorry.
It's fine. I've also got a full...
Yay!
I've got a full jacket on. I'm drenched under
that. Why didn't you tell me?
What am I going to say?
You have horrible pit stains?
Everybody has pit stains.
I know. I just don't usually get them.
I feel like...
I think it's my wet deodorant. Because I got that wet Old Spice.
Well, I'll never switch from the wet Old Spice.
Yeah, I'm doing wet Old Spice. Yeah. Like the clear. So yeah. That's what it is. I don't sweat. So
no, me neither.
Hi, Connor.
Hi, Con. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. Brooke went upstairs. Oh, she'll be down in a second.
Okay, cool. Okay. Oh, I'm going to be like, really?
Oh! Yay.
That's not funny at all.
No. No, it's not.
You're wearing your lingua franca.
Yeah. What is it?
Lingua franca?
Lingua franca. Yeah, I am.
I don't know. That's
good, not great.
Oh, sorry.
Nice of you to show up. What was happening? Tell us.
Got my ass. I've noticed a new scam. And buyer beware. Because you know how it used to be? Scams used to be like, oh my God, I have to show you this. You're going to pee. Scams used to be like... I am a prince. I'm going to send you $1 million. My grandma called one time.
Nigerian
was like,
there's
prince. A Nigerian prince yeah. that wants to send me money, but I like don't have Wi-Fi.
How did he contact her?
How do you think, like on the phone, which is crazy. And I was like, grandma, like really let's think about this. And she was able to come to terms with that. But now I got this the other day. How in the world is my grandma supposed to survive modern day where Jennifer Aniston is leading the world's largest MacBook Pro giveaway?
Video, you're one of the 10,000 lucky people who will get MacBook Pro for just $10. Jennifer Aniston here, and I'm doing the world's largest MacBook giveaway. Just go to my site below and claim yours now.
So that's AI?
this video of Jennifer Aniston is going to single-handedly tear down every baby boomer on the planet.
That, like, that's AI, right?
Yeah, it's AI.
Or did they, like, mix together clips of Jennifer Aniston?
No, it's AI.
So that has to be illegal.
It is, but, like, it's, I think it's so hard to regulate.
I guess scams are illegal anyway.
You're one of the 10,000 lucky people who get MacBook Pro for...
Let me see her.
You're one of the lucky 10,000 people that will MacBook be getting Pro. MacBook Pro for just $10.
For just $10. Jennifer Aniston here, and I'm doing the world.
For just $10. I'm Jennifer Aniston.
She also looks animate, like a cartoon.
I'm Jennifer Aniston. I'm running MacBook Pro giveaway,
so
just $10. You may know me from Friend. You Gunther, Smelly Cat, Friend.
Oh, that's really good, Connor.
Honestly, like, I am a very honest person. I'll fucking lie to get out of a fart in a certain situation.
Like, in what way?
Like, if people are like, what is that? I'll be like, that's crazy. Whoa.
I don't even know what was that, you guys.
Did I ever tell you what happened?
I don't smell it. That's a good, I don't, it hasn't come to me yet. It
hasn't reached.
It hasn't reached me, so it couldn't have been from me.
Did I tell the story of what happened to me in third grade computers class?
No.
Oh, this sounds like a...
It's actually, this is going to be one of those things where it's like,
trauma.
Why did I say that? It's a horrible story, but I'll tell you anyway.
But if it affected you, it's
It
important.
Did affect me pretty deeply. I was answering a question about something about the computer game Zumbinis, if you guys are... what? Did you fart? Did you fart?
My Kelly Clarkson Wayfair Collection chair was just kind of going ham in the mic just now, but... Like, I just needed to reshift because my camo slacks were going up my ass crack like a G-string.
Yeah, okay.
So I was trying to pull them out of my ass crack, and in doing so, I made this sound.
Hey, man, no worries.
Went off for, like, 6 seconds too long.
No worries. Let me know when I can go on with my story.
Computer
She's but talking
take,
about her childhood
take your
trauma.
Time. Take your time.
Computer
moving
class.
And, moving and grieving.
I'm about to cry.
Let's make a mental note. We need some WD-40 for the leather. Please,
okay.
Computer class. How many words
computer
per minute
class,
for you?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I was
probably
like four.
Yeah, I was going to say eight.
Could not spell.
On a good day.
Yeah.
One finger.
But anyway, I was answering some sort of question in computers class, and in the middle of answering the question, I farted, like, pretty loudly. And I could have just, like, kept talking, but I stopped what I was doing. I said, who did that?
Just gaslit the whole room.
Everyone knew it was me. It was so clear. I was at the front of the class speaking. A loud, like, bubbly fart came out of me. No one said anything. And my computer teacher was like, it's okay, just go on. I said, no. I cannot go on right now. Who did that? Who did that? That this is disgusting. Who did that?
The lights turn off like it's like a murder mystery party.
You get a flashlight. Why would you do that?
And the computer teacher was like, Brooke, like, it's okay.
You sick fuck.
It happens. No worries. Just keep going. I would not.
You go, my enemies are trying to sabotage my performance
like,
right now.
I would
She's
not
in a Nancy
on.
Drew, like, hat and magnifying glass.
Wait, I love how astute of you are as a third grader. Who did that?
Who did that?
I would not continue my train of thought. I sat back down. Could not have continued not knowing who did that.
Oh my gosh.
Not one person didn't know it was me, by the way. Like,
wait, this story's really killing me. Mm-hmm. This is really funny.
And then a similar thing happened, actually, now that you mention it. Thank you for asking. In geometry class, we were taking a test, and I was sitting next to my friend Jen, and she farted loudly. And then before the fart was even out, she goes, Brooke.
No. Okay, that's I'll end a friendship because of that. That
I
is
said,
fucked up.
Because we were sitting, it was me, her, and the boy she liked at
Oh,
at
so
the
she
team.
Wanted to sacrifice.
So I had
you.
To think in that moment, am I gonna fall
on the sword.
On the sword for Jen at this time?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. And
Who's
I said
named
Jen
Janet in third grade.
Jen.
Oh. Jen
this
bitch.
Is ninth grade geometry.
You know you're lactose intolerant. Why do you eat that
I do
cup of ice
say.
Cream?
There's I will never smell a fart and start playing the investigator game. I think that's, like, fucked up. Like, if you smell it, it's good karma to just, like, let that person live. That person who's like, who did it?
Right.
Who did it? Like, why? Are you going to arrest someone?
The scariest thing in the world is the sentence, you smelt it, you dealt it.
Oh, yeah, that fucked me up.
That was the beginning of gaslighting.
You're right.
That was the origin story of gaslighting.
That's why I always go, I can't smell anything. I have a sinus infection.
I have COVID.
Guess what? It's always the person that didn't smell
I haven't gotten
it that
tested,
dealt it,
but
usually.
Nice. I just said this weekend, and it reminded me that this weekend, I was walked into the bathroom on twice.
Would you rather walk in on someone in the bathroom or be walked in on?
When I walk in on someone in the bathroom, I... leave the premises completely.
That's the only thing that you can do to be a decent human being.
No.
The fact that somebody would walk in on you and then still continue to wait outside of the restroom is sadistic.
Yeah, I agree.
It's sadistic. They are a psychopath. They're a sociopath. They are no better than Legion.
Okay.
Of that part 59 series, the husband in that
Legion,
part
yeah.
Series.
I was going to say, what I didn't say about that is I was walked in on twice by the same person.
What were you doing?
Need I say more?
Got it.
Yeah, the latch was broken and I shut it and he knocked the first time and I said, hello.
Dude, stop coming in. I'm
I said, hello.
Can't you see him?
Hey, man, can't you see him over here? He's down trying to pop.
Come on, man. I know.
Fuck, marry, kill, live, laugh, love.
Kill, live.
Yeah.
Marry, laugh. No.
You're fucking love.
No, I'll fuck, laugh, marry, love. And yourself?
I'm marrying Liv.
Why?
Because I would like to continue living alongside Liv. I'm fucking laugh and I'm killing love.
Damn.
Yeah. That's my Valentine's Day mood.
Happy VA. Mine would probably be the Underground Railroad simulation that we had to do.
Yeah. What did you guys do?
The Underground Railroad. Underground Railroad simulation.
Rock us through that again.
We always went on like an overnight trip and we were at some overnight camp and then all of a sudden the teachers just turned off all the lights and said, get down. What? We had to completely move through the Underground Railroad.
That makes sense to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Also, this is absolutely like not okay nowadays. Like completely not PC, but this was just like the reality of the situation. When I was in third grade, we were learning about Native Americans and we had to go on a spirit quest to find our spirit animal. They let 20 third graders loose in the forest.
There's
for
also
hours
like,
on end.
You were in like probably the most progressive school in America. There's a way to be so progressive that you're actually pretty racist.
Connor, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But we had no idea at the time.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Now looking back, like some of the most racist, offensive activities.
Well,
Underground Railroad simulation, spirit quest.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Guys, we have someone so special here today. I'm gonna hand it to Brooke to announce because this is my new best friend that I met yesterday in person for the first time, but I've known him for my entire life, probably before I was born. We met crossing paths in the before life, in some other realm, and we felt that yesterday.
There is a soul connection, but you guys know my Aunt Susu. We talk about her all the time.
Woohoo!
She's the greatest. Come on over, Sus.
Sus.
You can hear, wait, Izzy, should she take my microphone? Okay, we can. Susu? How are you feeling right now?
I'm a wreck.
Why?
I'm just so nervous, but I'm so like honored to be with these two very special people sitting beside me. I just love Connor. He is my new number one. Sorry. What's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson and Gosling, although I still love Ryan. But this one is my number one now.
I love you to death.
There we go.
My favorite thing is that Sushi yesterday said that I kind of look like Ryan Gosling, which I've never gotten ever.
Said what?
That I kind of look like Ryan Gosling.
Oh my God. I think you might be a better looking.
I don't know if there's a gas leak or something. I don't look like it. I'm so flattered.
Don't be flattered. It's true. It's just real.
That's the nicest thing, genuinely anything is. So that's why I like, I went into my set yesterday so freaking pumped, my shows, because Susu said I looked like Ryan Gosling, and I carried that with me for 6 hours yesterday.
Well, that's good. It was a little upbeat.
It was an oomph.
A little, yeah, a boost. But it's I'm just so proud of my Brookie, my first love.
Brookie.
And, oh, so amazing what they're doing. And that's it.
Well, I'm sure.
Great intro, Susu. You really are a natural. 100%. 150%.
Right now it's just us. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Let's talk about it in the bonus.
I couldn't leave my house. Okay.
We'll I know.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. See, there it is again.
Okay. All right. We'll see you in the bonus.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Why did he leave?
Why did he do that?
Oh.
That was so funny.
Did we have, was it still recording?
Yep, 100%.
Oh.
That was so funny.
That was good.
I'm surprised there's not more tsunamis. There, I said it.
Yeah, there should be as many tsunamis as there are earthquakes.
No.
No, I'm not saying there should. Like, I want that. I'm saying.
No, I know your heart. I'm saying,
wouldn't any earthquake start a tsunami off?
I meant, European. No, like
we.
This is a gorgeous day. No, like that's what I meant.
What? Wait, what did you? What are we talking about?
You said, shouldn't there be as many tsunamis as earthquakes? And I said, no. Like, I was agreeing with you.
Oh, sorry. My bad for not knowing no means I'm agreeing with you. Oh, my God.
It's a gorgeous day, no?
That's We've got to move saying. On from science today because it's not a good look.
Okay.
Dude.
No, dude. I'm
dude.
It,
come dude. On, dude.
No, dude. You come on, dude.
Dude, please, come, dude.
Dude, hear me out. I'm
dude, on. Come on.
Dude,
come on,
no.
Dude. I don't ask you for much, dude.
Come on. Hear me out, dude.
Just hear me out for 1 second, dude.
Now I'm back to being like, nobody can fucking drive. I've like switched back to that team. Because there's a bunch of morons on the road.
Yeah, but it's just a matter. I get what you're saying about how there should be more wrecks.
Yeah. It's just like sometimes I'm driving. When I was driving here, I'm like, I'm going 72 miles per hour.
On a residential street.
I'm just flying and I'm like, fully just like thinking about French fries and like, oh my gosh, where is like, I should, you know, just random stuff.
Totally.
Like, when's the last time I need to be able to touch my toes, you know, like certain stuff like that. And I'm thinking about, well, I'm going 70 in the 70 mile per hour range.
Yeah.
And I'm behind a thousands and thousands of pound piece of metal.
Yes. I also, some people, myself, like at the top of the list, should not have access to their music while they're driving.
Oh, I just know if I got pulled over, I'd be like, oh, but officer, it was the 4 P's.
But officer, it was the Glee version.
But officer, it was, and the beat keep
but
running,
officer, Jonathan
running,
Groff is doing
running,
a Queen
running,
club
and
cover.
running.
But officer, the beat just dropped in Boom Boom Pow.
But officer, what's that one song that I say I could fight a wild animal to? By the 4 P's. I can't stop calling them that after I've read that one tweet. This like intellectual.
It's not Let's Get It Started.
No, it's
not
Boom
Boom Pow, I Got a Feeling.
Pump It. Parentheses louder.
Yeah.
They were onto something when they put that extra part in parentheses. I know you're pumping it right now. I need you to pump it louder. Come on.
So, Connor.
Italy,
the thing is,
Italy might be. Italy is, anyways, it doesn't matter.
The thing is, they can't drop you with your suitcases.
Yeah.
At the Airbnb.
Yeah.
You have to drag them not only down the steps to your Airbnb, but back up.
Yeah.
So we were like at the bottom,
yeah,
like on the beach. So that was definitely something that took a lot of time and energy on my part, especially because, you know, my suitcase was 27 pounds for a little girl.
What are you, CrossFit queen?
Yeah, right. Connor, it was the next day I was diagnosed with DOMS.
Why are you laughing? What does it mean?
DOMS.
Is it something, this is, okay, country of origin?
English.
DOMS. Okay, can you use it in a sentence?
I was diagnosed with DOMS the second day in Positano.
Okay. How you say...
I came down with a bad case of the DOMS.
You're shitting your pants,
no,
but like via Domino's? Is that what it is?
Nope.
DOMS. DOMS. Do you know what it is?
Delayed onset muscle soreness.
Yes. Delayed, oh my God, have you been diagnosed before?
Soreness? No, but I've had it before.
You've had DOMS?
Here I am thinking kidding. You made up a new word
no,
for like...
Because I've had like that kind of thing before, like with F45 when I couldn't move. This had me Googling like what's wrong, and that's how I was diagnosed.
Delayed onset muscle soreness, yep. Isn't that just like I'm sore from yesterday?
No, Connor, but yes, but in a way that it's actually needing a term to be diagnosed, because it was so, I was literally had to go down the stairs on my butt the next day because I couldn't bend my legs straight. And I'm not being dramatic. DOMS should be taken very seriously.
Well, I mean, I like calling to work because I worked out yesterday.
Literally, you could, Connor, I'm telling you, it was that bad. If I was someone's boss and they called me and said, I have DOMS, I can't come in, I would say, oh my God, please take all the time that you need,
yeah,
to get well and stay home,
wow,
and recover. It was
you
really
a break out there.
Connor couldn't get a damn break. Are you okay?
I don't know what that was. I'm getting back into eggs.
Oh. I dropped a whole carton of eggs on the floor this morning. Speaking
Whoa.
Of eggs.
So you're kind of getting back.
I'm getting out of eggs right
you're
now.
You're getting out of eggs?
Yeah.
And the way the universe works is I'm getting into
yeah.
eggs.
Yeah. Let's get you slipped into something a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah. For every...
Slip into your shell.
For every one egg closed, another egg opens.
Yeah.
Vice versa as well.
Yeah.
Why are you discontinuing Watermelon Icebreakers? Why don't you discontinue hate?
Why you ever thought of that?
Why don't you discontinue misogyny? Why don't you discontinue
exactly
homophobia?
Exactly. I'm glad someone said it.
Someone had to, Brooke. I'm happy to.
Some man had to take a stand.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was you.
That's why they gave us our platform.
They got to put you on the quota.
Speak out. on the quota.
Yeah.
That's good, Brooke.
Put your face on the quota.
They got to get my face on a quota if they know what's good for them. I have a lot of things like that I could say.
Like feminism?
Yeah.
Okay, give me your top five feminist fakes right now.
Feminist fakes. Okay. One.
Yep.
Tampons should be free.
Very good.
That one.
One.
That one, no one can say anything
yep.
bad about that. Two. Women. women can do it. Three. These boots were made for walking. Girls love boots.
Maybe boots should be free too. Maybe boots should be free for women. That could be nice. Your first act as president, free boots for all women.
Drop the mic.
Walk up stage. I no, I don't even want to go open this can of words. I literally like have to.
Hey guys,
I
just finished.
What do you guys do for your brain fog? Let us know.
Hey guys, I just finished my can grapefruit rosemary. I'm subleasing this empty can.
I guess it could be the can. But no, I had started with these words before the can. Anyway. What? What was I
didn't
saying?
Say anything, but let's do some.
But I was say I was oh, about yeah, to say something.
The Bachelorette trip to the Barnes & Noble.
Oh, I re-downloaded Hinge last night.
Okay.
Just because I have like new pretty pictures of myself.
Yeah.
Ew. Ew, 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 ew.
Be
ew,
sweet.
Ew, ew.
Be sweet. Ew. Be sweet. Ew. 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 Yeah.
Damn, you got me.
I got you.
It's like so fucking scary.
That's the real. That's the real horror.
The real
LA horror
nights. Starring Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not. It's like not. I just don't. I don't get it. And then I put myself. I went to New York last night. I time traveled on Hinge, or I.
You visited the portal.
I went through the portal, and it's so much better in New York. I really think there's something wrong with LA. I think there are very few like normal. I'm actually not even looking for normal. Like very few. How you say?
Je ne sais quoi.
There's a little bit too much je ne sais quoi going on.
Yeah, let's just say these guys got a little bit too much je ne sais quoi.
And like, I don't want to be mean, so I'm not using like any words.
You said ew 9 times.
I really don't want to be mean, so I'm not going to say anything, but.
Hi, bestie. You said ew 9 times.
It's disgusting. Like, it's revolting. It's putrid. Like, it's literally like a hell on earth.
Brooke, you know what you should do?
What?
You should go onto the side of that one really busy intersection in WeHo, and you should have like a little sign that says.
You dropped your can.
Whoa! Oh my God. Oh, you scared me. I didn't know it was full. Damn, I cannot get out of this studio without a wet ass. I'll tell you what. It's either I'm sweating. Oh,
you sorry. Dropped your paper towels.
Shut up, girl.
Girl, please.
What, a guy can't have hobbies? Having a wet ass?
Wow. Have you told the story about your almost arrest on the way to Mammoth?
Not in depth. Obviously Brooke has heard it.
Yeah.
But basically, while we're talking about driving, I guess we could just, me and Kat were driving to Mammoth.
Yeah.
And get all the way there. For some reason, like, it's a 4-hour drive and it took us 8.
Yeah.
Double down. We doubled down on our time and we're almost there. Like, we're like 16 minutes out.
Six. The first. Oh, okay. The first. Okay. Go ahead.
We get pulled over, like 14. Yeah, Jesus.
Sorry, I'll shut up.
I know the story. We're like 15 minutes out, whatever, and get pulled over, and this guy rolls up.
By this guy, do you mean a police officer? The
yes.
Police officer?
This dude.
This man rolls up, walks up. I can't remember. I haven't been pulled over in ages, so I can't remember. Dome lights on.
What?
Dome lights on.
Oh, that felt like a different language. Sorry.
I thought you were doing legume.
No.
Dome lights on.
Dome lights on. Legume, papa. Seatbelt on.
Dans le backseat.
You're dome lights on today. Legume, papa. E. Dome lights on. Make a P. So dome lights on, and then
I don't even know what you're trying to say. Still
dome lights.
Dome
on?
Lights.
What's a dome light?
This one's here. Dome lights are the ones that your parents always said like you can't have those on.
Oh,
we'll
crash.
They
crash.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard you would get lights. Pulled over if you have
or
them on.
Pulled over.
Yeah. Okay.
What is so illegal about having a light on in a car at night?
I think it's supposed to be distracting to other drivers, maybe.
But like,
it's not.
What are you? Have you never seen a light before?
But is that true? It's not illegal, right?
There's lights all over the road.
Yeah. You should have your high beams on if you need to see further, but your low beams if you're in fog.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
You're all good. Keep going.
So I had my dome lights on, and then I was like, do I do 10 and 2? Do I hold my hands on the wheel?
10 and 2 is good.
He rolls up. I'm doing this smile.
And me too as well.
Hello, sir. He's like, hey, King. So your car is not even registered in any state, and your license plate does not it's a fake license plate. And I was like, what? At that point, I was like, what are you talking about, man? And he's like, well, my license plate used to say Fibs.
That one's gone?
Because my dad got it for me for my birthday.
It's illegal. It's not registered.
It was like not even a real plate.
Yeah, just like
it was complete. Like I didn't know.
Like you go to a gift shop and buy it.
My license plate and I put that on my car.
Completely not registered.
It wasn't even real. Like it wasn't even a real license plate.
Oh, but you had a real one.
In my glove compartment.
Yeah.
Glove.
And so he's like,
oh, so it was doing hidden Mickey in the glove compartment.
It was not. So the car was like literally like you may as well have been in like a Walmart buggy. Like
I also could not find the insurance.
Didn't have it. You couldn't find it because I didn't have it.
In the same boat. He was also like, your headlight is out and you were speeding.
Brake light.
Okay. Yeah,
you were thinking of brake light.
Yep.
One of my brake lights was out and I was speeding. And he rolls up and he's like, you know what? Literally don't even worry about it. Like I can tell you're stressed. I need you to stop stressing.
And he said, I want you like guys to have fun.
I want you to have a good weekend.
He also thought Connor was 16.
Thought I was 16.
Was worried about him having his license at all, like due to age.
Let us go.
Let us go.
So the natural next step, let them go.
Obviously.
And so he did let us roll away.
We felt so good too. We turned the music back on.
Music is up. I am out. Ow! Cat, let's party. We are 6 minutes away now. We drove a total of 1 mile. Whoop, whoop. We're going to go ahead and pull right over. I said, there's no way that's the same guy. Not at all. It's two guys. Two police officers.
Mean guys.
One on both sides. Brooke, I thought they were going to drag our limp bodies into the woods and beat the shit out of us.
Oh my God, that's horrifying.
Not charmed by him at
really.
Oh, and I was charming my lower back off. I was charming my hidden Mickey off. I was trying so hard and they were not buying what I was selling. Mm-hmm. And they were like, first of all, fuck you. You're all the same stuff. Your car's not registered at all. It hasn't been registered in any state since 2022. And I was like, okay, honest mistake.
Genuinely.
Honest mistake. License is from Texas. My fake license plate is from Texas. My real license plate is in my glove compartment. Do not have insurance. Case of 30 beers in the backseat. They were like, to us, they're like, which one of you has been drinking the 30 beers? I go, well, sir, as you can see, it's an unopened box of beers. We are going to drink them in 6 minutes if you let us be.
Uh-huh.
God forbid you live and let live.
I mean, flashlights in the car. They're like a lot of beer back here. I'm like, we're going skiing.
What do you think we're going to go to skiing sober?
So he was able to say, tell him what he said, not a single thing legal about this vehicle.
Not a single thing legal about this vehicle.
And then what do you respond to that, something like that?
He said, I feel horrible.
I literally think, what did you say to him? What did you say to him?
I think I said, I feel horrible.
No, you said like a joke. You said like a joke that you were like doing a saying that weekend and you said it.
I don't.
Yay. Oh.
Oh, I said yay.
He said, not a single thing is legal about this car. And Kat goes, yay. In the bathroom, I was like,
yay. What are you supposed to say to that?
Sorry. I said sorry, and he's like, don't apologize to me. And I was like, should I apologize to the other guy?
Right, who did he want you to apologize to?
Who should I apologize to? I don't give a shit, personally. Like, this is obviously something that upset you.
Right.
Right.
So, who do I...
like, I'm sorry that it hurt your feelings.
I'm sorry that me not having a legal car hurt your feelings.
Yeah. I'm not sorry I did it. I'm sorry it hurt you. So
then what did they instruct you to do, and did you get a ticket?
The first one was a warning. The second one was like kind of like a soft launch of a ticket.
Yeah.
Because I did have a fine. It was a fix-it ticket. Yep, everything's good now.
They gave him like the least amount of ticket possible. A fix-it ticket is basically like you got to pay a couple dollars, but just fix it, which is still crazy for the situation that way we were in.
Remarkable.
They also asked for our Airbnb address and said if you don't change the plate, like the second that you park and change it, like at your Airbnb, we will come to your car and ticket it or tow it.
Did you change it when you got to the Airbnb?
No, we had to go because our friends were at the bar.
Yeah.
We weren't going to miss happy hour.
Right. Yeah. No. Did you change it when you got back from happy hour?
Kat made me change it.
Before we left.
Yeah.
We left it there for
that's
the
smart. And if Kat wasn't there, you wouldn't have changed it.
The whole weekend. No, I wouldn't. I forgot.
Yeah.
When we were safe in the Airbnb.
Safe.
We were on base.
We were dry. Like, we were like shaking trying to get there the 6 minute.
It was so scary because it was snowing too. And it was like icy. And I was like, I know for a fact, like, the wolf huff and puffed at the first house and blew that house down. The second house, that wolf huffed and puffed and blew that house down. Third house was me absolutely skid marking across this icy road and running into someone's body. Like, I was like, I know that I'm going to do this. I'm going to do one more. And then okay. We'll finish with this one. Okay. My cousin married a man whose wife died last summer. She got divorced this year. Lots of kids. Let me step back because I don't really understand what I read.
Yeah, I'm going to need one more run through.
My cousin married a man whose wife died last summer.
Did that hurt?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Did it actually?
Kind of.
You're fine, babe.
Shit, man.
Oh my God. You said it wouldn't hurt. Did it hurt?
No, it's okay.
Well, now I feel horrible.
Did she like
made me do that?
Did she conk me over the head with that bottle?
Yeah, you told me to.
No, I didn't.
No, Brooke, you did it unprompted.
Brooke, I never said it.
I said I did not want to do that.
You
they
did
paused
not
the podcast. They said, Brooke, you really need to do that, and I was like, I don't really want to. And now you're giving me shit.
I thought it was great.
It
was like
hurt
better
like
than
a
I ever
lot
expected.
More, like if I didn't have this hat on.
Can you genuinely, after I smack him over the head, insert the roll of tapes of me saying, I don't really want to do that.
But you didn't say that.
So. I said I'm like a little scared.
Can I like
and then just get just up. Make sure you include Connor Sugar? Saying make sure you include Connor saying do it, do it, okay. Do it.
I oh, keep yeah. getting scared.
No, hit me over the head with that no, shit. It's not sugar.
No, it's not sugar.
Why
don't
would you
eat
put
it.
That
don't,
in your mouth?
Connor,
why would you put
it.
That in your mouth?
Sugar.
Oh, damn. Hang on.
Don't swallow. Don't.
I'm not just swallowing.
Ew.
Oh, be sweet.
Okay, you guys. Well, Connor, I'm sorry I hit you over the head with a glass bottle.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Glass bottle.
Glass bottle who?
I'm going to hit you over the head with a glass bottle. I'm going to say something that I'm going to take the person's name out of it.
Okay.
Because this happened bleep yesterday.
It. Let's bleep it.
I got a phone.
But I want to know the name.
I got a phone call. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter.
To me.
I got a phone call from someone yesterday. Who? Did not answer because I didn't have the number saved.
Just tell me who.
His
just
name.
Say his name.
No, I'm going to
say the name.
Say his name. I'm going to tell you his name, but after
say it now.
No, it's a part of the story.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you. He tells me who he is.
Well, who is he?
Fuck you. Fuck you. Shut up. Really?
Chair would probably look better.
For what?
To look better.
I'm just like, you have a living room cuck chair? It's crazy.
Cuck chair?
Do you know what a cuck chair
is? Yeah, I know what a cuck is.
What is a cuck?
Like someone who gets cheated on, a husband who gets cheated on.
No, someone who finds sexual pleasure in being in someone else engaging with their significant other.
No, I don't think they have to find pleasure in it.
That's the whole thing. It's a kink.
Well, no, there can be a cuck kink, but saying cuck doesn't imply kink.
Yeah, I mean, I think the actual, it like originated there.
I don't agree with you.
Okay, well, that's what Google's for.
Yep. I have my fingers dangling above the button.
Urban Dictionary, a man who lets his wife or girlfriend have sex with other men. Often
okay,
the man
well,
lets
that's
her
Urban
do whatever
Dictionary.
She wants
that's
and
Urban
treat
Dictionary.
Him like shit.
That's Urban Dictionary.
John watched
Let's
his wife get
the...
fucked by another man.
No,
what
no,
a
no.
cuck.
Okay, I'm saying there is a cuck kink, but just the definition of cuck doesn't imply kink. Okay. Okay, we're both right.
Make a cuckold by having a sexual relationship with his wife or being
a man whose wife
unfaithful.
Is sexually unfaithful. I think we're both right.
Okay.
But I think I'm more right.
What were you saying it is?
It's just like a man whose wife cheats on him.
But he knows, is what I'm saying.
I don't think, like, I could just be like, oh, he's a cuck, but like, he doesn't have to know. It feels really derogatory coming out of my mouth.
It feels bad to say, but
it
no.
feels really bad.
Yeah, look, we can go on the right. That's, I mean, obviously, like, there's different means. A cuckold is the husband of an adulterous wife. The wife of an adulterous husband is a cuck queen.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the definition is just like a man that's being cheated on. But to have a cuck kink would be if he liked it. Like, the definition itself doesn't imply that there's already a kink there.
Oh my gosh, this is actually crazy. In biology, a cuckold is a male who unwittingly invests parental effort in juveniles who are not genetically his offspring.
Aww.
That's pathetic.
It's sweet.
But it is sweet. He's the father that... A cuckold, biologically, could be the father that stepped up.
Yeah. Reclaim cuckolds.
What is wrong with a male pigeon who steps up to raise some little baby pigeons?
Nothing.
Nothing. In fact, admirable. We're reclaiming cucks, cuck queen. She's my cuck queen. Let her hit the bando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm like very, what's the word?
Confused?
No. No, it's like a very simple word that's escaping me.
Hungry.
It's not subconscious. Self-conscious. I'm very self-conscious about not matching your freak right now. I'm going to hear a funny comment that someone DM'd me.
I don't know.
It was on my close friends. You probably saw it.
I didn't see it. I don't know. I wasn't really on my phone this weekend.
Okay. I'm going to infeed it because I went to Catalina Island yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was in a bathing suit. So all the pictures are of me in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
And I have decided that I just don't care.
Good.
About my body. But someone in response to a story of my body.
Yay.
Which, yay, of course. This is the DM I got. Give me 1 second while I load the DM, okay?
You hit me with whenever you're ready. I just got a... Matt King tagged you in a post and it scared me half to death.
Oh,
so.
What's the post?
Oh, it's just a horrible drunk photo of me.
Okay. Imagine being a woman and just being like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, a body's a body. Body neutrality. Okay. Here's a picture of me in my bathing suit. I'm not thinking anything of it. Like, whatever. Like, insert this DM. Hi. So I've never tried something like this before, and I know it will sound weird, but you popped on my Explore page, and I finally felt good about myself. I've been on social media forever, and, like, I've always been idolizing the perfect hourglass flat stomach bodies, and, like, you have the same body as me, and it finally made me feel pretty for once. I know this might be a very weird message for you to get. I know you're not a body influencer, but you've helped me to make me feel more confident in my own body, and I thank you. I can't express how happy I am to have scrolled upon your content. Also, your podcast thingy is really cool. What do you think's the most offensive part of that? Podcast thingy?
No.
Hourglass figure? Flat stomach? Finally pretty for once.
I think that was the kicker for me.
I like finally pretty for once. That's my Instagram caption, by the
finally
way.
Finally feeling pretty for once.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to make the caption. I'm going to dump all those bathing suit pictures in this at the end. Caption, finally pretty, check, for once.
For once,
check.
No, just
it's already drafted.
Finally pretty for once, check. Oh my God.
Walk me through the spider propaganda that you wanted to talk about today.
I have been affected by Big Spider in a way that makes me full-blown emotional, Brooke.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get choked up.
I
saw
that.
This TikTok of this spider. Oh my God. Cute little bubbly walking up spider, like, but not like a spider that I've ever known. Cute.
Cute as a button, that one.
Personable, like my best friend, my right-hand man. And the quote on the video of the spider walking up on the table. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know being seen would cost me my life. I'm gonna cry for real.
That is
cry.
Like really, really powerful when you put it that way.
Oh my
way.
God, I'm like actually gonna
cry. And think like I'm how killed. Many times you've done that. You're part of the problem.
Oh my God. I'm gonna read some of the comments on
please,
it.
Please do. That is powerful. That is powerful.
Brooke, literally, there's tears. I see my tears in my eyes.
I do not blame you.
I mean, given the circumstances of today,
I don't blame you.
And all that has come before me, and given the fact that I did fall out of a coconut tree last night, it's no surprise that I'm crying about the spider.
But I know. Read me the comments.
It's making me.
I can see you're emotional.
Oh my God! I found it.
Let's see. Oh, that's not a cute spider, by the way, at all. That is scary.
Let it get closer to you. It's coming to say hello.
It's the music that's making you think it's cute. Read us some of the comments.
Oh, and I'm sorry for scaring you. And I'm sorry for scaring you, but I didn't know that being seen would cost me my life.
I know. I heard you the first time, yeah.
Oh, you're killing me. Okay, I'm going to read some of this. And I'm going to say paragraph after each one so you know that one comment ends and the next one starts.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Did the spider tell you that? Paragraph? That's a cute spider. No, that's not even funny. Not my problem. Flip-flop emoji.
Oh, do you know why they put the flip-flop emoji? I think that's the murder weapon.
I know. Oh my God, there's so many flip-flop emojis. This is like...
That's, people are not
reading
the room.
This is almost hate speech, like for me.
That is heinous.
The spiders can live, but not in my house.
You have always said that, which is scary to think of where you've come from.
Live life, but not in my bedroom, paragraph. Okay, but don't come in my room, paragraph. Girl, the spiders I see are not like that, paragraph. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I don't see spiders like this, but it literally feels like I am a racist talking about spiders. Like, oh, that's not the spiders that I see. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, like, know what you're talking about.
My eyes are opened. My eyes are agape.
Yeah.
After learning this new information. Yeah. Like, I feel like I went on an Eat, Pray, Love trip, and I'm coming back with like a full new view because of this TikTok.
Yeah. Can we find, like, I know that there has been a few moments in this podcast where Connor has spoken negatively about spiders. If we could find those and then kind of juxtapose that with how far you've come, I think that would be a beautiful montage with that music set to it.
I just, like, this broke my heart. Like, I feel
that.
Like it's in a million pieces. Oh, my God.
Thank you for sharing that.
Of course. Like, this is the only space I would share my newfound, like, empathy, I guess, for arachnids, but that is what it is. That is what it is, and I don't know how else to say it. And I'm embarrassed. I do want to set my apartment on fire.
Yeah, because
when I move out. But like now knowing this, it's like how different is the scary, disgusting one that was in my bed from this little jumping spider?
But that's a bad way of thinking. Like, one is scary and disgusting because of the way it looks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So.
And if you are racist and you're listening to this. Just kidding.
Stop listening.
One.
What's two?
One. I wasn't going to go on.
Oh, okay.
Like, one. Stop listening. Or just like keep listening and be changed.
Yeah. That's even better.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You can change. If I can do it,
yeah. You
can do it. Okay.
Wow. That was powerful.
I mean, hate speech can be transformed into love speech. Hi, my love.
Ew. You look disgusting.
That's rude. That is so rude.
You look great.
Thank you. And so do you. I love the glasses.
How do you feel?
I feel great. Shayna, killed as usual.
As usual. Whoa. Wait, so.
Yes.
What part of your face is still your skin? And keep that tongue in your mouth. So I guess it's CGI.
I so badly need to shop you right now and do something that I've been wanting to do since I put on my cloak.
Okay.
I think I kind of have to move the table too.
Okay. Is it I is it a movement?
That's it. I had to. What were you saying about CGI?
It's not important at all after that. Yeah. Thank you.
What did that look good?
Like very hot.
I got Megan knees.
Megan knees?
Megan knees.
Megan knees?
I can't enunciate any further than that. Oh my God. I'm having a stroke. My heartbeat is a little bit delayed. Also, people aren't just like shooting them and then they were just rotting in a field. Like they eat the.
No, I know.
Okay. Anyways.
Which is why I'm like, I can't even talk because I literally had ribs last night.
How were they?
Like, I don't even want to say.
Pork or beef?
Like the Chinese kind, like barbecue spare ribs. So, like pork.
Pork, okay.
So good.
I was like, pork or beef? And she was like, Chinese. Okay. So,
that should answer it.
They have cows in China.
I'm sure they do, but I'm saying the kind of ribs that you get at a Chinese restaurant are a pork base.
You can get beef ribs.
Do you know that my mom wanted me to keep kosher when I was in middle school? And so I used to get to school really, really early and get bacon and eat it behind a trash can.
We have been shaped by all that has come before us.
Yeah.
And now we have to unburden ourselves by what has been.
Yeah. 100%.
It was the last day of the fair last night, so that's why we went.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Did you go on to the abduction zone?
I went on the abduction zone.
That's did like you the, get sucked off?
It doesn't have the same je ne sais quoi when you're not blackout drunk, I have to say.
Oh, I didn't realize when you had been sucked off the last time you were blackout.
I got sucked off on the abduction zone.
He had gotten sucked off by the abduction zone.
Yeah.
Okay, last time.
So there's a difference. Okay.
Yeah.
I went on and I was like, oh, my head hurts like that. It smelled like vomit in there.
Really?
It was hot.
It's random. It smelled like vomit. That's the one that sucks you too.
It was weird, like being sucked like this and being like, all right, I'm over it. Like I couldn't
can't do anything.
I couldn't move and my face is getting peeled back like this. And I'm like, oh my God, what much longer do we have? But I did go on it. So
I didn't get to go on it. I know we had talked about it, but I didn't end up getting to go on the gravitron.
There is a gravitron and there's an abduction zone. The abduction zone is further away. It's over by the zipper.
We were there. That's where the ship was.
Are they like sisters?
They're chosen family, I would say. They're not twins.
You get sucked off on both?
I'd say it's sucking off is pretty exclusive to the abduction zone.
Were you sucked off at all last night?
By any of the rides? No, I was blue balled.
Sorry to hear that.
You okay?
Yeah. The craziest thing. I played this one game.
Shut up. Sorry, I sound like the aliens in the abduction zone. Move forward.
Go ahead.
Thank
I've just spit. Go ahead.
No, like what I'm gonna say next is like so stupid. So stupid now that all that has gone down.
What happened?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just shocked that so many people.
The giggles.
Sounds like I'm out of can.
Does this what you sound I like promise. Off the can?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm not even saying.
No, please. Sorry.
I really.
It's like, no. Please. It's so not important.
I'm ready for it.
Okay, what I was gonna say. No, we're gonna get canceled. Like this episode, we're gonna get canceled.
We're the alien abductions.
They're gonna cut that part and they're gonna say, this is why we stopped giving white men microphones.
I agree.
Okay, so I asked people for like niche interests and hobbies. Lying in bars.
That's fun, yeah.
Yeah, because I think that they should invent a place that you can lay flat. Like a flat lay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant telling lies. How is it spelled, Connor?
It's totally making up false truths in a pub. You're right. Oh, I was thinking, like, I would love to lay down and have a cocktail.
It's awesome to see where your brain went, because I'm aligned with that.
Look at me right now. I'm almost horizontal.
Yeah. I think they should put beds everywhere. I think they should put pods on the street that's just like, can't make it home due to exhaustion. No worries. Swipe your card. You have a membership. Head on into the bed chamber.
I'm sure that nothing would go wrong in LA with the bed chambers on the street. No,
it wouldn't. Like, just like an offshoot of a Starbucks, the bed chamber.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Like how people use the bathrooms in Starbucks.
Oh.
Use the bed chamber.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Hop into my bed chamber.
Yeah. There also should just be more like public restrooms.
Yeah. We have this conversation too much, like, for two people.
I have to tell you something.
Yeah, tell me something.
I went to a workout class this morning.
Oh, good for you.
Is that not the most shocking thing? At 7?
What?
I know.
Huh?
I know. It's very confusing.
What kind of workout class?
Core power.
Why did you start with that? That's like that's the most breaking news that we've...
I meant to.
Like, that is so admirable of you to go before a podcast.
I'm never going again.
Yeah.
And I know I picked up a case of DOMS. Yeah. Like, I feel it starting. I feel the beginning stages of just like
being sore after a workout.
It's not even, it's just off. Like, something's off. And I know that come tomorrow, and because it's delayed onset. I know come tomorrow when I wake up, I'm doing work from home tomorrow. And Izzy, can we do Obsessed? Are we doing Obsessed from the cuck chair on Thursday? I'm going to have to.
Beauty.
Just due to a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So I'll
at least you're able to get ahead of it, because
I'm
you've
totally
been
ahead of it. I know what to do. I'm prepared. I'm not going to think I have tumors on all of my bones. I'm excited. I'm honestly excited to brave the DOMS, knowing what I know.
You should get in like a hot tub or something, or like a cold plunge. I don't know how you would access either of those at this time.
Honestly, like having DOMS, knowing you have DOMS, it's almost like there's something about it that's good. It's scary when you don't know what it is, but then when you know, like, oh, this is my body's muscles being sore because I worked so.
Yes, you're saying that we got there. I'm going to be sore after a workout. That's okay. That's like normal.
No, Connor, I'm not. You're talking about workout soreness. I'm talking about DOMS. This is coming from someone who's clearly never had DOMS.
You're right. You're right.
You can't speak about DOMS unless you've
been sore after
I'm
workout, but I've never
won't be
had delayed onset
like,
muscle
I'm trying
soreness.
I'm trying to put a positive spin on it. Like, I'm not scared.
Good for you.
This is a person
facing
a disease head on, and I'm not scared.
Good for you.
Okay, like I was last time. I'm embracing it, because what else can you do? Going in head on to the DOMS.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not. I'm sore after a workout. That's the problem with DOMS. That's what people think, and that's why people don't take it seriously.
Right. So when I work out today, I'm gonna do chest, and then Thursday when I'm sore, that's not delayed onset muscle soreness. That's being sore from
a
workout.
Literally
a day later,
cosplaying as one of those male doctors that tells women like, "Oh, like it's normal to throw up and bleed out and faint every time you have a period."
What?
That's you right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, that's you right now. You're literally delegitimizing my health issues.
No, I'm saying, you said I absolutely can experience DOMS. You said that.
You can.
You said that's unique to you.
It's unique to the population of people who experience DOMS, which you've clearly never had, based off of the way that your lack of understanding is neon.
Oh, I have clearly never had it.
No.
You kind of sound like one of those doctors, actually.
No, I can't, because I'm a woman.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I always forget
can't
about
be a
that.
Male doctor.
Okay, Elon Musk came out and was like, he came out as bisexual, and he was like, no, no, he didn't.
Oh. Wait, what?
I almost watched that on the airplane yesterday, but I watched Burn After Reading instead, which...
What's that?
Okay, so that's one of those movies. It's called Burn After Reading. First of all, is there anything better in the world than sitting down and seeing a movie that, like, you're like, oh, I've actually been wanting to watch this. And you're on a plane and you look and the timing is perfect because our Wi-Fi went out.
Oh, no,
so,
that's nice.
So it was like, yeah, I was kind of forced to be off my phone the whole time, which was nice. But I was just looking at another similar size screen.
Yeah.
Which was also nice because I was getting my Papa was getting his blue light prescription.
Yeah.
Did you know what you were getting into?
No, I had no idea. I've heard Burn After Reading. I've heard that name. Listen to the people in this movie. Brad Pitt, George Clooney.
I thought you hated when there was a stacked cast.
But the thing about this particular stacked cast is that it was a different time, so I think that they weren't all competing to like get a bigger page. I don't really understand what the deal was back then, but like they didn't overpower each other. They weren't competing for screen time. George Pitt.
I love George Pitt.
George Clooney. What is it?
Oh my God, George Clooney is one of my favorites.
George Clooney, George Pitt. George, what is it? Brad Pitt? What's their names?
Yeah. As you were saying, Brad Pitt.
Brand Gelden. What is it?
What are
Whoa,
you?
Whoa, I'm
what?
Having a stroke, actually. Brand Gelden. Borge.
I don't know who you're going. Who's Brand Gelden? Who's Brand Gelden?
Borge. Hang on. I'll just read it. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm sweating.
Oh my God, you sound like you went down the drain.
Sorry.
I don't know if this is a stress dream or just a dream, but had a dream that I got picked up from Chipotle in an Uber and my Uber driver was pregnant and then started going the wrong way. She was a woman. Started going the wrong way.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Started going the wrong way and I was like, oh, that's the wrong way. And then she was like, you're my baby now. Oh.
Go on.
You're my baby now. And turned out she went full Terry Schuster and the pregnancy bump was fake. And she took me home to my childhood home and started treating me like a baby. And then, thank God, I watched so much Criminal Minds. I knew to feed into the delusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, ooh, goo, goo, ga, ga. I let her treat me like a little baby. And then I said, I just have to go grab some stuff at my home and then I'll come right back. And she was like, oh, God, yeah. And then I got out.
It's so crazy.
But then I had to crawl
to your home. Oh, my gosh. That's like a great plan. It's crazy how me and you immediately will go like, what's that syndrome? Stockholm syndrome. I'm like completely... I feel like me and you would be really good at faking
it. No, I did not get Stockholm syndrome.
No, I know, but faking it.
Yes.
Yes.
You have to feed into the delusion 90% of the time. Sometimes the unsub will catch on to that and that will really aggravate them. So you just have to keep a finger on the pulse of the unsub.
Okay, I'll try. You know I probably have E. coli.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Because that's the
only
explanation.
Was that a dream too?
No, that was a Twitter thing. I saw that yesterday. No, I don't. But I got food poisoning on last Thursday.
What were your symptoms?
I still have it right now. The most unimaginable bloating constantly and then visitation rights to any restroom space. 60 times a day.
Do you need to make right now?
No. But I just, like, I've never had food poisoning in my life. And I know what it was.
I feel like food poisoning is usually, like, puking, no?
I don't know. But no puking involved. Not to talk about puking.
Good.
But I've never experienced food poisoning before. I got into Austin late at night, and so I did one of those, like, I'm at the airport, I'm door dashing right now, so it's at my hotel when I get there.
Wait, sorry, what was the food, did you say?
Why is like street shawarma always open at 12:30 a.m.? You know, and
you
like I should know.
Shawarma?
You know, just I should just drink water and pray and act like I'm fasting because it's 12:30. I could just go to sleep,
right?
Or I could get two chicken shawarmas,
yeah.
You know, and eat both of them.
That's your right.
They were so delicious. I was like, I'm gonna get these again tomorrow. I wake up. I'm not even gonna say it because I would probably ask to cut what I was about to say.
Just say it, and we could always cut it. Just say it.
No, I don't even want you guys to know. I'm going to tell you guys, but I want you guys not to look at me differently. I'm like, I'm going to fart in my bed. I sharted in my bed.
Oh, that's fine.
No, like I pooped in my bed. I pooped the bed.
Obviously, that's the best place to do it besides the toilet.
Aziz has to leave the studio space because she spilled everywhere from her from her mouth.
Oh, she spilled from her mouth.
From then on... have not been okay. This morning, not okay. I'm about, like, I might have to go to urgent care and, like, have somebody, a professional, look at my stomach. It's not okay. And I narrowed it down to either that or my smoothie I had on Friday morning.
Something tells me it was the shawarma.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards
the street shawarma. Made probably with someone's bare hands. That's really, like, just really disappointing. Anyways.
Sorry to hear.
Anyways, I would have been right beside you in your I'm a baby dream, just shitting my little crib. Shitting in my crib. I need a diaper change.
Yeah. We all could use a good old-fashioned diaper change.
I had a blowout in my Fibs and Friends mesh shorts, which are available for sale now. You too could shart through your Fibs and Friends mesh shorts.